From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, workers at Samsung Electronics vote on the last-minute wage deal that helped avert a potentially crippling strike. U.S. President Donald Trump says Washington will retrieve Iran's stockpile of near-weapons-grade uranium. And two South Korean activists return home after being apprehended by Israeli forces aboard aid ships heading to Gaza, with one saying she was badly beaten. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. A vote by unionized workers at Samsung Electronics is underway on a last-minute tentative wage deal that helped avert a potentially crippling strike. But the bonus provisions in the agreement are applicable only if the voting achieves the required quorum. Rosie Inbach has more.
Samsung Electronics union members began voting at 2 p.m. on Friday on the tentative pay agreement that was reached between labor and management. Ballots will be cast via electronic voting until 10 a.m. next Wednesday. The vote includes all eligible company-wide union members, representing over 70,000 employees. More than half of them must cast ballots, and a majority must vote in favor of the deal for it to pass. If these voting thresholds are not met, the tentative agreement will become null and void, forcing both labor and management to return to the negotiating table. On Wednesday, both parties agreed to set aside 10.5% of an agreed-upon company performance figure as bonuses for the Device Solutions Unit, on top of Samsung's existing bonus program, an average 6.2% wage increase, and improved welfare benefits such as housing loans, among other provisions. Choi Sung-ho, chairman of Samsung's largest labor union, said the negotiated deal was a result of their best efforts. He added that the outcome of the vote will serve as a report card for union leaders. Observers expect the tentative pay deal to pass, but there are some potential roadblocks. Some unionized workers, particularly those in the non-memory and device experience units, have taken issue with the deal, which will give them significantly lower incentives than those in the lucrative memory chip division. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday that the U.S. will retrieve Iran's stockpile of near-weapons-grade uranium.
They keep their highly enriched uranium.
No, we get the highly enriched. We will get it. We don't need it. We don't want it. We'll probably destroy it after we get it, but we're not going to let them have it. Okay?
Citing two Iranian sources, Reuters reported earlier in the day that Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Mujtaba Khamenei issued a directive that its highly enriched uranium should not be sent abroad. Retrieving about 900 pounds of highly enriched uranium from Iran is one of Trump's key objectives in the war. Trump also noted that the U.S. does not want tolls on the Strait of Hormuz, which Iran wants to charge for crossing the critical shipping lane. Two South Korean nationals have landed safely at Incheon International Airport after an ordeal at the hands of Israeli forces. Both pro-Palestinian activists were captured earlier this week while en route to Gaza to provide humanitarian aid as part of an international flotilla. One says she was beaten while in detention. Eileen Cahill has this report.
Two South Korean activists have returned home after being apprehended by Israeli forces in international waters aboard aid ships heading to Gaza on a humanitarian mission. After arriving at Incheon International Airport on Friday morning, Kim Ma-hyun and Kim Dong-hyun told reporters they'd been subjected to violence.
At the time of the capture, our ship was one of the last to be seized. So the IOF, the Israeli occupation forces, were extremely angry. By the time I was taken to the prison, many people had already been beaten or shot with rubber bullets, and I was struck in the face multiple times. As a result, I'm now having trouble hearing in one ear.
We have truly only experienced a fraction of the violence committed by Israel. But it was an unbearable level of violence. Israel continues to claim that these are legitimate actions, but I want to say once again that that is absolutely not true.
Israel arrested more than 430 international activists from different countries in this latest action and has since deported all of them. The country is now facing criticism from the international community, as some activists report having experienced extreme violence while in Israeli custody. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
The foreign ministry said it takes seriously testimony from two South Korean activists who say they were assaulted by Israeli forces. The ministry said in a statement on Friday that the South Korean government views the alleged assault by Israeli forces as a grave matter and has conveyed its position to Israeli authorities. The ministry added that it would take measures appropriate to the gravity of the matter depending on the outcome of fact-finding efforts. South Korea will likely see hotter-than-average temperatures and increased rainfall this summer. In its summer outlook for June through August release Friday, the Korea Meteorological Administration forecasts a 90% chance that temperatures will be near or above seasonal averages due to warmer sea surface temperatures in the northern Indian Ocean and the North Pacific. The weather agency said rainfall during the monsoon season in June and July will likely be at or above average with an 80% probability. Rainfall in August is forecast to remain near average overall, although localized heavy downpours are possible. The KMA added that about 2.5 typhoons are expected to affect South Korea this summer, similar to the seasonal average. South Korea's farm household income hit a record high in 2025, driven in part by higher prices for agricultural products. According to the 2025 Farm and Fishery Household Economy Survey released by the Ministry of Data and Statistics on Friday, the annual average income of farm households last year reached nearly 54.67 million won, or roughly $36,000, up 8% from 2024. The figure marks the highest income level for farms since related statistics were first compiled in 1962. Agricultural income jumped 22.3% over the cited period to just over 11.7 million won, while transfer income such as subsidies increased 9.1% to 19.89 million won. The ministry explained that agricultural income increased on the back of higher prices for South Korean beef, fruits, and other agricultural products, and transfer income rose due to subsidies like the Livelihood Recovery Consumption Coupon Program and public pensions. A trade fair aimed at supporting the overseas expansion of South Korean companies related to K-culture will be held in the United States. The Ministry of Culture, Sports, and Tourism said Friday that the 2026 K-Expo USA will take place in Los Angeles from Saturday to Wednesday local time in cooperation with several government agencies, including the Ministries of Agriculture, Oceans, Health, and SMEs. The expo is a comprehensive event aimed at promoting the international growth of companies across various aspects of K-culture, including K-content, food, beauty, and tourism. KBS has picked up 17 honors at the 47th Telly Awards, a global competition that marks excellence in video and television across all screens. KBS announced on Friday that it won Gold Telly Awards in the drama, investigative reporting, and sports categories. The broadcaster also took home 10 silver and 4 bronze awards in various categories, including animation, documentary, environment and climate, video journalism, live events, and education. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.